92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Some Republican lawmakers have proposed a bill that would ban absentee ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin, but its future seems murky. Wisconsin had more than 500 drop boxes in 2020. In 2022, the state Supreme Court ruled they're unconstitutional. Less than a year later, justices reversed that decision. Currently, it's up to each municipality and clerk to decide whether to use a drop box. Last year, according to documents from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, there were 78 across the state. Now, 20 Republicans have signed on to a bill that would ban the use of drop boxes in Wisconsin. However, we have a Democratic governor, so even some Republicans who want to ban drop boxes said they couldn't support this bill, knowing it would be vetoed. Representative Lindy Brill, who wrote the drop box ban bill, and Representative Scott Krug, both Republicans.
My first question is, do you see Governor Evers signing this bill?
Fair question. No, unfortunately. But I'm taking this head on because our Republican president believes this is the direction we should be heading.
A handful of clerks testified against the bill Tuesday. They said at this point they feel a drop box is safer than the mail. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tolofsen and Marathon County Clerk Kim Trueblood.
My husband was a town clerk, and during the November election, he had a ballot that should never have left Wisconsin that detoured through South Dakota.
I have clerks tell me all the time that they are getting absentee ballots returned up to a week after the election, and based on the postmark, it has taken 2 or 3 weeks for that ballot to go through the mail stream. It has been handled by who knows how many people in who knows how many places.
The more popular idea among clerks, Democrats, and some Republicans seem to be creating security standards for drop boxes. A new development on that data center proposal for Dane County. Now the company behind it seems to want double the amount of land absorbed from one municipality into another. QTS Data Centers wants to put one on land that's in the town of Vienna. The project was supposed to use more than 600 acres of land and cost about $3 billion. Residents oppose the plan. Then company leaders proposed that DeForest annex that property from Vienna, meaning DeForest officials would get to decide on the project and benefit from its tax revenue. The property is currently owned by the Peter E. Snyder and Alice Snyder Revocable Living Trust. Trustees have now filed paperwork saying they'll be circulating an annexation petition, asking DeForest to take over about double the original amount of land, more than 1,100 acres. DeForest Village President Bill Chang says they'll be reviewing the petition according to municipal code. He also says they understand the community has concerns about the project. In fact, new numbers show at least half of Wisconsin voters are generally not fond of data centers. A new Marquette poll shows 55% of people surveyed say the costs outweigh the benefits. Shali Pittman reports.
Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette Law School poll. He says on this issue, party lines aren't clear.
It's not like we've had a huge debate for years about data centers the way we have about the Affordable Care Act. So the partisan lines are not clearly drawn at this point.
That could change if campaigns begin to stake out positions.
Check back in a year or 2 years and see if that party divide has developed on this issue.
The poll interviewed over 800 voters over a one-week period in mid-October. It has a margin of error at 4.5 percentage points. For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks fall in Toronto. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks were playing back-to-back games, and it showed. They lost by 28 to the Raptors, 128-100. They're back in Milwaukee today, getting ready to host the Chicago Bulls Friday night at 7 in the first round of the NBA Cup. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers need to work more on their defense. Head coach Greg Gard after the win over Campbell Monday night.
We got a little antsy, I thought, at times, and then got burnt because of it, which is good. It's a good teaching moment for us. I'll show them when they're up in the air spinning around while the ball's getting dribbled by. That's why we say 90% of the game is played with your feet on the floor. It's hard to move when you're up in the air when the ball's getting dribbled by you. Little things that if we continue to clean those things up, we'll become a better defensive team.
They host Northern Illinois on Friday. NFL, the Packers placing Tucker Kraft on injured reserve and elevated Josh Wiley, a tight end originally from the Titans, from their practice squad to the 53-man roster to replace Kraft. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 56 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to the upper 20s to low 30s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.